Some Alaskans with opioid addictions are leaving prison or juvenile justice facilities and are set to receive federally funded job training. A grant also will pay to increase the number of people trained to provide opioid treatment. State Labor and Workforce Development Commissioner Heidi Dragas says the opioid crisis is affecting Alaskans from all backgrounds.
It's affecting those who are impacted by addiction, whether they are themselves addicted and trying to come off opioids, or whether they have family members that are addicted. And those individuals need assistance, first of all, getting clean and getting sober, but also they need help seeking employment.
Dragas says family members of those with addictions could also receive job training. She says her department applied for the grant as soon as officials became aware of it.
That small grant of $1.2 million is huge to our department and our state. And so I think we can have a really great impact with that amount of money.
The grant will also pay to inform at-risk youth about the dangers of addiction. It'll train teachers how to help students having crises, and it'll pay for medical devices that are designed to help people who are withdrawing from opioid use. The grant starts this month and lasts 2 years. The state's working to launch the programs.